This is November the 4th, 2018, Sunday morning. I was thinking about Star Wars. You know, the Lord told me, if you want to see what's going on in the world, and even see what the devil's doing, follow the movie trends. So I was thinking about Star Wars, and I kept thinking about our son used to torment our daughters whenever they got their phone. He'd get on the extension and he'd say, "Luke, I am your father." Oh, they'd get so mad. Just silly stuff, and I keep thinking about that. Well, today I want to talk to you about yielding to the dark side. Yielding to the dark side. Luke, I am your father. Well, see, that's what the devil's all about. He wants to control the minds of men. And we see it in our world very blatant today. Through movies, television, fake stream media. It's all setting a narrative of what the devil wants you to believe that's a lie, because he can't tell the truth. There's no truth in him. Okay. I want to read something to you. This is Brother Hagin's book, I Believe in Visions. Okay. This is called Rulers of the Unsaved. The Lord went on to say to me, the highest types of demons with which you have to deal on earth, the rulers of the darkness of this world, rule all unsaved people, all who are in darkness. They rule over them and dominate them. That is why people do and say things they don't intend to. Understand? That is why some good people say, I would never do anything like that, and before a year has passed, they have done something worse. This is because they are dominated by the rulers of the darkness of this world. Talks about over there in Ephesians about the different ranks of demonic entities that we deal with. This is because they are dominated by the rulers of the darkness of this world. They are in the kingdom of darkness. And whether you want to admit it or not, even your close friends and relatives or whoever it may be, if they are unsaved or dominated by these spirits who are rulers of the darkness of this world. It is always one of these rulers of the darkness of this world that possess a person. They rule not only those who are within the darkness of this world, but they also tell the powers what to do. Then the powers rule over the principalities and tell them what to do. The lowest type of demons have very little to do. They do very little thinking of their own and are told what to do. Now I will show you how these evil spirits get hold of people when they are allowed to. The Lord said to me, suddenly, in the vision, I saw a woman. I immediately recognized her as being the former wife of a minister. I had been introduced to her and her husband on one occasion. Other than that, I didn't know either of them, and I had no communication with either of them in any way. I only knew that she had since left her husband. This woman was a child of mine, the Lord said. She was in the ministry with her husband. She was filled with the Spirit, and the gifts of the Spirit were operating in her life. One day an evil spirit came to her and whispered in her ear, you are a beautiful woman. You could have had fame, popularity, and wealth, but you have been cheated in life by following in the Christian walk. The woman realized that this was an evil spirit, and she said, get thee behind me, Satan. The spirit left her for a period. So this is how strongholds develop. Exactly. By and by, the same spirit returned. He sat on her shoulder and whispered in her ear, you are a beautiful woman, but you've been robbed by taking this lowly walk of Christianity and living a separated life. Again, she recognized this as Satan and said, Satan, I resist you in the name of Jesus, and he left her for a while. But he came back again and sat on her shoulder, whispering the same things in her ear. This time she began to entertain these thoughts. Think about it. Just like you develop a stronghold of the Lord by meditating in his word, you can meditate on the thoughts of the enemy and develop a stronghold. This is what this ministry is all about, get people free from the strongholds of their minds. But we cannot listen to the devil and ponder. and go get into these dark moods and spend days thinking the wrong things. We're setting ourselves up for failure. She liked to think she was beautiful. And as she began to think along the lines the devil suggested to her, she became obsessed with that thinking. Oh, we got to be careful. Then in the vision, I saw the woman become as transparent as glass, and I saw a black dot in her mind. That's a stronghold. That dot represents the fact that she is obsessed in her thinking with this spirit. The Lord said at first she was oppressed on the outside, but as she allowed the devil's suggestion to take hold in her thoughts, her mind became obsessed. She wanted to think, I'm a beautiful woman. I could have wealth and popularity, but I had been robbed in life. Still, it wasn't too late. She could have resisted. She could have refused to think those thoughts. Then the evil spirit would have fled from her and she would have remained free, but she chose otherwise. Finally, she left her husband and went out into the world, seeking the fame and wealth which the devil offered. She took up with one man after another. After a time, that thing got down into her spirit. In the vision, I saw the black dot move from her head to her heart. And then the woman said, I don't want the Lord anymore. Just leave me alone. I said, Lord, why are you showing me this or this to me? Do you want me to pray for this woman? Do you want me to cast the devil out of her? No, I don't want you to pray and cast the devil out of her, the Lord said. But it's because you couldn't anyway. She wanted that spirit, and as long as she wants it, she can have it. Then why did you show this to me, Lord? I have shown this to you for two reasons. First, you could see how an evil spirit will get hold of a person, even a child of God, if they will let him. Second, I want you to deal with that spirit who is operating through that woman and harassing and intimidating the ministry of her former husband. How do I do that, I ask. The minister was in the same state I was in, but the woman was in another state. There's no distance in the realm of the spirit. The Lord said, simply speak to that spirit and command him in my name, saying, you foul spirit that is operating in the life of this woman, calling her name, that is harassing and embarrassing the ministry of the servant of the Lord, calling her husband's name, I command you to desist in your operations and stop in your maneuvers this moment. In the spirit, I said those words, and immediately that spirit ceased to operate through her to intimidate that minister. From that day forward, the minister never again was troubled by her or that spirit. Lord, what will happen to her, I ask. She will spend eternity in the regions of the damned, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. He answered, and in the vision I saw her go down into the pit. I heard her awful screams. This woman was your child, Lord. She was filled with your spirit and had part in the ministry. Yet you said not to pray for her. I cannot understand this. So Lord, remind me of the following scripture. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for that. I said, but Lord, I have always believed that the sin referred in the scripture is physical death, and that the person is saved through, although he has sinned. But that scripture doesn't say physical death. The Lord pointed out, you're adding something to it. If you read the entire 5th chapter of 1 John, you will see that it's talking about life and death, spiritual life and spiritual death, and this is spiritual death. This refers to a believer who can sin a sin unto death, and therefore I say that you should not pray for it. I told you not to pray for this woman because she sinned a sin unto death. This really disrupts my theology, Lord. Would you explain some more, I ask. Sometimes we need our theology disrupted if it is not in line with the Word. Okay, this is the scripture here, Hebrews 6:4-6. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, have tasted the good Word of God and powers of the world to come, if they fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. So there's the difference there between a stronghold in a person's mind and possession. Now this woman openly told the Holy Spirit she no longer wanted him, and so he vacated. And she had no, after that, there was no turning back. At that point, because she had been in ministry, floated in the gifts of the Spirit, and walked with God, so she openly rejected him. Well, I didn't read all that to scare you, but I will read a little bit here what the word of the Lord gave to me here. Yielding to the dark side, you have a choice. By doing so, you disregard my voice. It's time to grow up, stand and resist, and stop fighting all your battles with your fist. Did y'all hear that? Let me read that again. Yielding to the dark side, you have a choice. By doing so, you disregard my voice. It's time to grow up, stand and resist, and stop fighting all your battles with your fist. The flesh profits nothing and it leads to death. Stay armed in the spirit if you want the best. Satan will control you and lead in paths of misery, but I made you more than a conqueror and given you complete victory. How did this service start out? About victory. It's time to grow up and be a doer of the word. Refuse Satan's plans, for they are absurd. You're right over the target. Boom, boom, boom. Ready now for your gift. There is room. Okay. Mark 16. You'll cast out demons, not yield to them. All right. I don't know what this one says. We'll turn there. Romans 6. The Lord always gives me some references to the words he brings, gives me to bring. This is Romans 6. Ephesians 4:10 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. In other words, it says, don't make the Holy Spirit sad. This is Romans 6:12. Let not sin therefore rule as king in your mortal bodies to make you yield to its cravings and be subject to its lust and evil passions. Do not continue offering or yielding your bodily members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but offer and yield yourselves to God as though you have been raised from the dead. He's saying today, grow up and start acting like it. Life and your bodily members to God, presenting them as implements of righteousness. For sin shall not exert dominion over you, since you're not under law, but under grace. It seems the toughest. Well, let me read Matthew 7 first, just a second. This is 7, 13, and 14. This is kind of like the word I gave you, Amber. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and spacious and broad is the way that leads away to destruction, and many are those who are entering through it. But the gate is narrow, and the way is straitened and compressed that leads away to life, and few are those who find it. The way to life and riches and divine health, it is a narrow path, and there's a lot of pressure on that road. But it does lead to life. The broad path is easy to be on. It's probably fun. You stay at Disneyland. You know what I'm saying? But it leads to death. It seems the tougher path, but there, this is where you begin to experience the kingdom of God and its benefits. Just look around you. Many can just not take the pressure, but for those who do and work through it are riches and honor. This is Proverbs 3:16 in the King James Version. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand, riches and honor. If you can endure the path. How to get free? Do I need deliverance? Well, first you need to stop yielding. Hear this instruction. This is 2 Timothy. And you're already doing that, but Lord may bring you across somebody's path, you can help them. 2 Timothy 2, 22. Shun youthful lust and flee from them and aim at and pursue righteousness. There's a lot of brackets. I'll just read them. All that is virtuous and good, right living, conformity to the will of God in thought, word, and deed, and aim at and pursue faith, love, and peace, harmony and concord with others, and fellowship with Christians who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart, but refuse. Shut your mind against. Have nothing to do with trifling, ill-informed, unedifying, stupid controversies over ignorant questionings, for you know that they foster strife and breed quarrels. And the servant of the Lord must not be quarrelsome, fighting and contending. Instead, he must be kind to everyone and mild-tempered, preserving the bond of peace. He must be a skilled and suitable teacher, patient, forbearing, and willing to suffer wrong. He must correct his opponents with courtesy and gentleness in the hope that God may grant that they will repent and come to know the truth, that they will perceive and recognize and become accurately acquainted with and acknowledge it, and that they may come to their senses and escape out of the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him henceforth to do his will. So this is where deliverance comes in. You recover yourself. The word is the one, is what you hear to recover yourself out of that snare. We can't go on together with suspicious minds. I brought that a few weeks ago about we're going to have to believe the Lord, believe his leaders, whether they be in our government, praying for them, staying on the right side of things, keeping our minds right, keep us from, you know, going to the dark side of things. We're not going to see the results we want. Paul and Silas with the slave girl. This is Acts chapter 16. It says, this girl, and I had never seen it this way before, because I used to think she was following, going, you know, with a creepy, witchy voice, you know, irritating Paul. But the Lord said, no, the thing was a religious spirit and it was hiding. Oh, these men are the servants of the Most High God and they show us the way to salvation. Sounded good. Sounded great. But it was not. It was a demon. Did you know the devil goes to church? Do you know the devil's very religious? Read it for yourself. I thought, yeah, Lord, I see that. She's saying the right things, but Paul was going, eh. Okay, Paul was tormented. Maybe no one else picked it up, but he did. The thing was trying to hide. It was religious. Salah. We need to stay on the right side of things. All of us can yield to the right, to the dark side if we want. But from everything I've heard today, if we will keep our minds in the right, being kind, like the Lord said, having the right attitudes, then we will not yield to darkness in wrong ways, wrong thinking patterns. I think we've come a lot to where we know the difference. We're not, I don't think any of us are really babies in here to that point. So we know better and more accountability. When you get older, your parents expect more out of you when you get older than when you were a toddler. The Lord's pushing us on to better ways, higher ways. He wants to give us all the kingdom. It all has to do with where your mind's placed.